Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show. Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
We're glad that you could join us for today. This is a very interesting article for anybody who is interested in finding a different job or maybe going and applying to work somewhere. The name of our article is, What Questions Do Employers Want to Hear in an Interview? Well, this just makes me wonder, before you even start reading this lesson, what do you do to prepare for an interview? What kinds of things come to your mind, Nathaniel?
Well, actually, one simple thing that you should do is think about what you're going to wear. Mm-hmm. Part of what you wear makes an impression on the employer that you're going to interview with.
All right, that's right. Be careful that you're wearing something that might impress the person interviewing you. Well, Carolyn, how do you prepare for a job interview?
Well, I like to do a little research and see what the company does. Go online and see if they have a website and learn as much as I can about the company.
All right, there are many things you could do to prepare for a job interview. We're going to learn some amazing and very helpful tips these next few days. So please open up your magazine and pay attention as we get started with our first reading of the day.
What questions do employers want to hear in an interview? What you ask or don't ask may affect your future. Once you've received the call from an employer inviting you in for an interview, the real preparation begins. Prior to an interview, candidates should research the company so they can not only answer questions, but have questions ready to ask the hiring manager as well. The interview is where the job candidate and employer get to know each other. Think of it like dating. While a job interview is in a professional setting and the outcomes are different, the intentions are the same.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. You've applied for your dream job, and they've called you for an interview. Now what? In today's article, we'll learn all about how to prepare for that big moment. Here are your key words. Prior. Prior is an adjective. You will need to go through airport security prior to getting on your plane. Outcome. Outcome is a noun. Barry finished taking the test and is waiting for the outcome. Dominate. Dominate is a verb. That company hopes to dominate the cell phone market in a few years. The heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is an idiom. We never got to the heart of the matter at the meeting, so no problems were solved. How do you prepare for interviews? Does it work? Think about that as we get started with the article.
While most of our articles at Studio Classroom are written by people here, this one is written by someone else, and we have a little information about him at the beginning of the article. Justin Thompson is a writer and blogger for CareerBuilder.com and its job blog, The Work Buzz. Buzz is an interesting word. How would you describe this word, Carolyn?
Well, when I think of the word buzz, I think of a sound like what a bee would make or a buzzer that tells you what time it is or a time that you need to stop. But that's not really what it means here, is it, Gabe?
No, it's not. Buzz is kind of another word for something that is happening, something that is interesting to talk about now, something that many people are interested in. You might ask, what's the buzz? What are people talking about? So here he has a blog called The Work Buzz. It's something that maybe a lot of workers might be interested in checking out.
And there is some more information about him following. He researches and writes about job search strategy, career management, hiring trends, and workplace issues. There's a lot of things to talk about there. I think this word trend is a good word to know. Gabe, what does that mean?
Well, again, it's similar to the word buzz in that a trend is something that many people are interested in. A trend is something that many people have caught on to. Maybe a lot of people are doing something similar. Maybe there is a trend in fashion or style. Many people are wearing the similar kind of clothing. That's a kind of trend. Are there other kinds of trends, Carolyn?
Well, sure, there can be a popular trend in movies. Many movies follow certain trends. What is popular now? They have very similar themes in movies.
That's right. Also, we have a deck today that says what you ask or don't ask may affect your future. So you know that this article is going to be about questions that you'll ask in an interview. Carolyn, what is our first sentence of this article?
Well, it starts with, once you've received the call from an employer inviting you in for an interview, the real preparation begins. Now, this is a great phrase, the real something begins. And we want to talk about that today. The real preparation begins. Gabe, what does this phrase mean?
Well, this means that maybe, especially if you are going in for an interview, maybe they have looked at your resume already. And that's the beginning work. That's the basic work. But then, of course, you have to prepare for a real interview. So the real preparation begins. You might also use this sentence pattern in another way. You could say, the real journey begins tomorrow. We've been getting ready for this trip. The real journey begins later. Or Nathaniel, how else would you use that phrase?
Well, I was also thinking about job interviews. When you apply online, you've started to kind of go through a test to see whether you can actually take this job or not. But the real test begins when you actually go in for the interview. You've already done some work, but you're going to do more. The more important part is still coming. The real test begins later.
That's right. And so the article continues by saying, prior to an interview, candidates should research the company so they can not only answer questions, but have questions ready to ask the hiring manager as well. And at the beginning of the sentence, we see a key word from our word bank, prior. Now, if something is prior, that means it is before. So before you do something, you should do this. Nathaniel, how else can you use the word prior?
Well, if you're going in for your first job interview, you might say, I have never had a job interview prior to this. That's another form or structure to use this word prior. Prior to this.
That's right. Now, Gabe, how can you use the word prior?
Well, you could use it to talk about other areas of life, too. For instance, I often like to read a book prior to watching the same movie. When I saw The Lord of the Rings, I had read the books prior to watching the movies. I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I did that first. Well, as you can see, we've been using this word prior along with the word to. Usually they go together. Prior to doing something, you do something else.
That's right. The next sentence in this article is, the interview is where the job candidate and employer get to know each other. Think of it like dating. That's a really interesting idea. I've never thought about a job interview as a date. Have you, Carolyn?
No, this is something very new to me as well, but I think that we can learn a little bit more about how it might be like dating from Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We've been talking about job interviews in our careers article. And we see this sentence, think of it like dating. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the sentence pattern. Think of it like something. Although this is a very easy sentence pattern, it's a great one to use when you're trying to explain something difficult or complicated. In the case of today's sentence, the writer uses dating as a way to explain how the interviewer and the applicant meet to exchange information and to find out if it's going to be a good match or not. And this is like being on a date. For example, receiving a shot can be scary. Think of it like getting a mosquito bite. Or cleaning your room can seem boring. Think of it like playing a game. If you have a copy of this month's magazine, be sure to check out today's grammar tips section. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, thank you, Liz. Continuing in the article, it says, while a job interview is in a professional setting and the outcomes are different, the intentions are the same. Now, there's a few important words here. First, we want to talk about professional setting. What does that make you think of, Gabe, a professional setting?
Well, I think of an office or a workplace, somewhere that is very professional. It's not casual. You would be dressed differently in an office than you would be somewhere else, casually hanging out with your friends. That is not a professional setting that I usually think of. What do you think of when you think of a professional setting, Carolyn?
Well, yes, a professional setting would be very formal. You probably have to wear long dress pants and maybe a suit jacket in a very professional office setting.
And so it is a little bit different because we said think of it like dating before. So it's similar to dating, but as the article says, if this is a professional setting and the outcomes are different from dating. So, of course, there are differences between dating and going for an interview, but they can also be the same. The intentions are the same. But we do see a word there from the word bank. It is outcome. Let's take a look at that together. The outcome of something is the result. So how might you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, you know, I actually thought of it this way. You should always have hope for a positive outcome. Hope that there's going to be a good result at the end.
Hope for a positive outcome. Do you have hopes for a positive outcome, Carolyn?
Well, the outcome is a little bit uncertain right now, so I'm not sure what will happen in the end.
Okay, the outcome could be uncertain, but we have hopes for positive outcomes. Maybe you are taking a test. What will the outcome be? What are the results? Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Michelle, 今天的第一个重点我们来看 prior 这个形容词 prior 是指在前的或在先的 如果要说明在什么之前或之先 是用介系词 to 再加上事件或时间点 例如 prior to the surgery the doctor had to get the patient's consent 手术之前医生必须得到病人的同意书 或者是 Sean sold his car to a friend prior to his move to London Sean 搬去伦敦之前 把车子卖给了一个朋友 接下来我们来看的是 outcome 这个名词 outcome 是指结果 例如 Bob was satisfied with the outcome of the renovation of his house Bob 对于自己房子装修的结果很满意 或者是 the outcome of the treatment needs to be assessed professionally 这个治疗的结果需要专业的评估
Well, I think we have a very practical and helpful article that we're starting to discuss today, and it's about what kind of questions you should ask in a job interview that might help you get the job. But we've talked about a job interview as being like a date, which is interesting, but also that it would be in a professional setting. So both of those things apply here. Let's see what else we can find out and learn about job interview questions in the second part of today's reading.
What questions do employers want to hear in an interview? You've exchanged information because you think there might be a connection, and now you're ready for your first date. As much as you want to make a good first impression, the employer needs to make a good impression too. Just like a first date, you don't want one person to dominate the conversation and ask all the questions. It should be a balanced dialogue, and you should ask questions that get to the heart of the matter. Who is this employer, and why should I work for this company?
Well, again, we hear that our article compares this job interview to a date. So this first sentence says, you've exchanged information because you think there might be a connection, just like a date, and now you're ready for your first date. Of course, there are differences, but it is kind of like that first date. You're not sure what's going to happen, but you're there to talk about your intentions. Carolyn, how do we continue our article?
It says, as much as you want to make a good first impression, the employer needs to make a good impression too. So both people need to make good impressions. And at the beginning of the sentence, we see a phrase, as much as you want to. So as much as you want to do something. Can you explain this phrase a little bit, Gabe?
Well, yeah, as much as you want to do something. Something else might also need to happen, or something could get in the way. For example, you could say, as much as you want to save money, shopping is just too tempting. You keep spending money, even as much as you want to save on the inside. How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, I think we often say something like, as much as I'd like to go or as much as I want to go, I just don't have time tonight. I would really like to join you, but I can't.
All right, there's different ways to use that phrase, as much as you'd like to do something. How would you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, you could also use it a little bit differently. You could say, you can eat as much as you want to. So there, it's a little bit of a different meaning and means you can do something as much as you like, not that you want to do something and can't.
All right, or you could say, as much as you want to eat, you know you should be going on a diet or you should be losing weight. So there's different ways to use this phrase. And as we go back to the article, as much as you want to make a good first impression, because you do in an interview, the employer needs to make a good impression too. Both people, both sides need to be making a good first impression or a good impression. Well, Nathaniel, how do we continue this article?
Just like a first date, you don't want one person to dominate the conversation and ask all the questions. Yeah, that sounds familiar to me, but I think that there is an important word in this sentence, dominate. Dominate, it's a key word today. This word, dominate. What exactly does this mean, Carolyn?
Well, if you dominate something, then you have complete control. And so if you dominate a conversation, it means no one else can talk. So it's very rude to dominate a conversation. How else can you use this word, Gabe?
Well, yeah, you can dominate a conversation. I also think about maybe playing games or joining a contest. If you are dominating, that means you're the clear winner or you're clearly winning the game. Maybe someone else will win later, but it seems like you might win. You are dominating that game, dominating the contest, or as we see here, you might dominate a conversation.
That's right. I was also thinking that some bosses dominate their office, but others make you feel like an equal. Okay, moving on. The next sentence says, it should be a balanced dialogue, and you should ask questions that get to the heart of the matter. And that's another great phrase, the heart of the matter. I think that's another key word for today. How do we use that phrase, Gabe?
Well, the heart of a matter, you're talking about what's really the important issue, the heart of the matter. I think of maybe some people arguing about something, two people arguing about something, and maybe they get into a fight, and the things they're talking about really aren't the important issue. Maybe insecurity, one person's insecurity is the heart of the matter. They really need to be talking about something deeper. You get to talking about something deeper to talk about the heart of the matter. But how else could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Right, well, you want to talk about the main point and get to the real issue at hand, the heart of the matter. We've also used this phrase before, the heart of something just means to get to the center or the most important point.
That's right. You want to get to the most important point. How do you use that phrase, Nathaniel? How do you get to the heart of a matter?
Well, on this subject, I was thinking the questions that you ask in an interview are very important, but I think the heart of the matter is whether you have the ability to do the job. That's the most important thing.
All right. That's probably the most important thing that the company is wanting to find out. Does this person have the ability? Do you have the ability to do this job? That is the heart of the matter. Well, we saw another phrase here in that sentence. We talked about balanced dialogue. And I think of acrobatics or people who are doing sports and the need to have balance. What is a balanced dialogue, Carolyn?
Well, if you have a balanced dialogue, that means that each person in the conversation has about the same amount of time to speak, and they're making points that are on the same level. So if you have a balanced dialogue in an interview, your interviewer will ask a question, and then the person who is being interviewed can also ask a question. Both people get to speak the same amount of time.
That's right. No one person dominates the conversation. Well, our article ends today with a sentence, who is this employer and why should I work for this company? So the employer wants to get to the heart of the matter. What is your ability? Are you qualified? But you also have something you want to talk about. Who is this employer? Why should I work for this company? These are things that you should research or know, have an idea about before you go in for a job interview. Right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Here we go.
Most job interviewers agree. When they ask, "So, do you have any questions for me?" the very worst possible answer you could give them is, "No. I don't have any questions."
So you have to ask something, but you can't just ask anything, because just as there are good questions to ask, there are also bad questions to ask.
Right. One study says that the number one complaint interviewers have with job candidates is they don't know enough about the company or the position they're interviewing for.
So questions like, what does your company do and who's your competition are big no-nos because they show a lack of research.
And usually the answers to these questions can be found on the internet, just a click away.
And if you're poorly prepared, the interviewer may feel that you are not really interested in the job. So, research the company.
By visiting the company's homepage and reading any press releases, you'll get a better sense of the company and set yourself up for a more interesting and successful conversation with your interviewer.
今天这一课告诉我们要去面试之前一定要先 research the company, 对公司做一番研究。如此不只能够回答问题,也能准备好问题来询问雇主。 那雇主最想要听到的是什么样的问题呢? 那绝对不是 What does your company do? 你们的公司是做什么的? 也不是 Who's your competition? 你们的竞争对手是谁? 要了解对方最直接的方法就是上网做功课,造访公司的网站,多多认识这家公司。这就是今天的Info Cloud,我们下次云端见。
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 dominate 这个动词。 Dominate 是指主导或者是支配。 例如, the boss dominated the meeting and no one dared to suggest anything. 老板主导了整个会议, 没有人敢建议任何事情。 或者是, the basketball team successfully dominated the whole game and won. 这支篮球队成功地掌握了整场比赛而且赢得了胜利。 接下来我们看的是 the heart of the matter 这个成语。 Heart 在这里是指核心或中心, 所以 the heart of the matter 是指事情的实质或者是问题的核心。 例如, Edward always gets to the heart of the matter in each discussion. Edward 每次讨论事情都能够直接讨论问题的核心。 或者是, as usual, the heart of the matter is money and power. 一如往常的, 问题的核心就是钱与权力。 And let's get back to our program.
If you're like me, you're thinking back to when you've had job interviews as you read this article and learn more about it. What was your first interview like, Gabe?
My first interview, I was thinking about, it wasn't actually an interview, I was trying to apply to work at a restaurant as a waiter. And for some reason, they couldn't hire me, but the employer there, the boss, thought I was brave for coming out, and so he treated me to one of their best desserts. And I will always remember that because he was trying to encourage me to continue this process of looking for a job and applying for a job. That's what I think of when I think of my first interview experience. But what about you, Carolyn?
Well, my first interview actually was not really in a professional setting. It was with a friend of my parents, so it was very relaxed, very informal, and we just sat and talked for a little bit, and then I had a job. So it was a very easy interview.
Okay, well, I think a lot of people have very unique experiences in job interviews. How about you? What was yours like? Well, maybe we can talk about that more next time, but for now, we need to say goodbye. See you next time on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
And this looks like their stuff. I wonder why they left it here.
Well, you won't need to do that dangerous job here now.
Injun Joe looked angry.
You don't know me,
he said.
Or you don't know everything about the job. It's not just taking money. It's revenge.
There was cruelty in his voice.
I'll need your help. When it's done, we'll go to Texas. Go home now and wait till you hear from me.
All right. What'll we do with this? Bury it again?
Yes.
Delight in the two boys above.
No, no.
Sorrow above.
I nearly forgot. That spade had fresh earth on it.
The boys were sick with terror at once.
Why were there any spades here? Why with fresh earth on them? Who brought them here? And where are they now? No, we won't bury it again. We'll take it to my hiding place.
Oh, of course. You mean number one?
No, number two, under the cross. The other place isn't good enough.
All right. It's nearly dark enough to start.